Okay, today's daf is daf maf. So let's continue with left off. Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chasdo. However, the Ish Emunim Mimtza. So what's the pshat here? Rav. So the Gemara says. So we've got to fill in. There's an extra line to add. Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chasdo. Ze Shar Kol Adam. You don't have. I'm not sure if you have a print in front of you. That's what the Osvada inserts. Meaning Ze Shar Kol Adam. You see the Kormaneda adds it as well. Meaning generally people are when he mentions when he's Yikra Ish Torato. Most people are not makbid to say Meshem Omra. However, Ish Emunim Mimtza, it's very hard to find someone who will say it accurately, Meshem Omra. So let's see how that is. That's Rebbe Zeira. We've seen this a few times, Rebbe Zeira having this approach, and the Gemara is going to quote a few of them. The Rebbe Zeira, late Anachashin Shmuat Rav Sheshet. We cannot rely on the Shmuah as a teaching of Rav Sheshet, to who govern Mefatra. Because he, if you remember, he refers to Rav Sheshet as someone who is blind. And because of that, he would not be able to see. I'll show you the Korban Eder, just like we talk about, because even though Mefatra means Patuach, it's like Saginahor, it's this Lashon in the reverse. He doesn't see the people he is hearing from. V'efshar, maybe somebody else said it, and he's To'eh. Meaning he someone's people's voices are the same, so you can't rely on him or Rav Sheshet to say, oh, so and so said this, because you may have heard somebody else said his voice, and because he can't see him, it's not reliable. Okay, that's he's completely. These are the examples. We'll see a few more. Where Azir was very, very careful when it came to same thing with B'Shem Omra. He wanted 100% accuracy. Amar Rav Zira, Rav Yasa, he told Rav Yasa one time. Chakim Rebbe, did you know Rebbe Labar? So Chakim Rebbe, did you know Labar Padya de Atam Ashmu Min Shmei? You're quoting Rav Padya. Do you even know him? Again, he was questioning his like what he was saying is being accurate because you said Bishop, you're saying Bishop Mor, but you never knew the guy, the Rav, I should say. So Amar Le Rav. So insert a little bit here. Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Le Rav Yochanan, Amar Mishmor. No, I heard it from Rav Yochanan, who I do know who said it Mishmor, and he's reliable. So he was forced to confirm the authenticity of what he was saying. That was the point. So Amar of Zira as well, Rav Bar Zavda, Chakim Rebbe also questioned, "Did you know Rav Da'at Amar Shmua Min Shmeid?" You can start quoting Shmuat in his name. So Amar Le Rav Ada Bar Achva, he says, "Amrin Mishmo." He says, "No, Rav Ada Bar Achva." He said his name, and Rav Ada is someone who can rely on. Okay, and that would have been Meshem Rama. So again, these are three incidents where Rav Zira either questioned or canceled someone's name up because he wanted to be 100% accurate. Now let's continue. Mitzvah da ben chayv la'asot la'aviv. So what are the mitzvah that a son has to do for his father? These are as follows. Ezu and they. So the first is, and we mentioned mora and kavod. So ezu mora, what is fear, or lo yishev mimkomo, you cannot sit in this place. But lo medaber mimkomo. Now lo medaber mimkomo. It's interesting here. The Korban Eder says means b'makom yuchad la'aviv lidrosham b'rabim. This is like, for example, if he has a pulpit or something, you don't take his place, okay? When he's alive, I assume. What's interesting here? We actually learned this piece back. Well, it's starting a few lines down, but we learned this piece back in Mishpatei, and what the way the Reb Chaim explained it there was simply you don't, speak before him. That's speaking in his place. Maybe a simple understanding. But law, now it's interesting here that the Oz V'Hadar brings in Lo Soteta Dvarav, because that was the in Ketav Yad Leiden was in that one. We discussed Ketav Yad Leiden before, and it was the editor took it out. That's what the things say on the side, the Shinui Ha'od. So
And
Soteta.
also, before I told you that it was from Holland, but you didn't say that again today, so I'm just adding that. Thank you.
Well, which is from Holland, of course.
Leiden is in Holland. Thank you.
Shkoyach. Okay, but Lo Soteta Dvarav. And he also not contradict him. So Sotet is like a stonemason, like stonemaker. He sort of chips away at things. So in other words, don't either support it or contradict his words. He doesn't need your support. You don't contradict him. You're not even allowed to appoint his adversary in a conversation. Fine. So Ezu Kavod, what's Kibud? That is Ma'achil, food, Mashkeh, give him to drink, Malbish, clothing, Mechaser, Kavrim, Man'il, give him shoes, Machnis or Motzi, as he gets older, you can also need to start bringing him and bringing out, moving about. So the Gemara says, "Min deman when kibud ava em when there are financial obligations for this machil, mashke, malbi, mach, mix, etc. Who, well, what funds does it come out of? So chuna barchia famously says, Amar Michel Zaken. The obligation to support the parent is using the Zaken's funds, the parent's funds. However, by Meimar, some say it's actually the Mishelob, meaning the sons. We'll get to that later as we'll discuss in more detail. The Gemara says, "Lo ken Amar Rabbi Aval b'shem Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina minayin afilu Amar lo aviv." Even his father told him, Hashlechet arnaki, throw the arnak. Now, interesting here, the Korbaner says, adds word not hazul, but hashelcha, of yours, liyam. Again, there's different takes on this sugi, but I explain the Korban Eder here. Liyam, Shishomer should listen to him. So mashma what? That even mishalot. You know, you're throwing away your own money for his, the kibbutz of the father. The Gemara says, the situation where the son has multiple of these arnikis, of these wallets or purses, and therefore it's not considered a significant loss. And also importantly, that you're doing that it's not that the father's just saying stump, throw it away, but it has to be evoking some sort of positive emotional response in him to do it. Does nachat ruach for him. Now, why is it important? Interesting, the Korban Eder says here, because if not, you'll be over in Baal Tashchit. By simply throwing things away and discarding things and wasting, that's an Isur D'oraisa. And in that situation, you wouldn't have to listen to the father, because you know when if a parent tells a son to go and over an Isur D'oraisa, the child doesn't have to listen to the parent. So it must be some sort of nachat ruach laviv. By the way, this also triggers a another broader discussion in terms of when you have to listen to your parents, because it's kind of an interesting thing here. Rabbi Haber gave this shiur, a couple of shiurim on this actually recently in KSY, and he was saying that he said this got him into trouble a few times, but there's actually no mitzvah to listen to your parents, okay? Meaning just to do what they tell you stump. So presumably in this sugya, it had to be some sort of nachat ruach, it had to be to them sort of their personal benefit. But if they're telling you to just do things stump without any personal benefit, again, there's machloket around this point, but it sounds like you wouldn't have to listen to that. That could be another reason why the Gemara says it has to be deriving some sort of nachat ruach from throwing this arnaki in the water. Okay. Gemara now says, achara ish ve'achad isha. It says that mitzvah kibud av, that it's in the man's capacity, his full independence, is able to do the kibud av. But however, sometimes a woman is not necessarily so if she's married. Why? When she's actually married. That, in other words, her husband might be telling her to do something which would be conflicting kibud av, and she would be required to listen to her husband. So not fully independent in that sense. However, nit alman or nikash, if it's a widow divorced, then there's no difference. Kamishi is speka bi'adav, that she's fully independent in that sense, and she'd be chayev to all these obligations of kibud. Now the Gemara says, Rav Aval says v'shem Rav Yochanan Shaul et Reb Eliezer. Now it's from here on. Now see why this is going to be important for later that we did in Masechta Peah together. So we'll go through it. Now, Rav Aval says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Shaul Rabbi Elazar, ad eichan kibud av? To what extent is it kibud av?" So Amar Lahem, he said to him, "V'li at sholim? Why are you asking me?" Meaning, "Lechu, go and ask LeDama ben Natina." So Dama ben Natina was Rosh. Now the Girs we have back in Peah was Patar Kuli. He was a head of he was a general. Okay, and Pamechad ata imo mistarto lifnei. Now the Girs back in there was called Bully Shalom. Or lifnei bully shlo you've got here, which means she sort of slapped him across her face with in front of either his soldiers or a particular general or officer or something like that. And v'nafal kudaksin. Now here the Korban says kudaksin is some sort of sandal she used to hit him back in the Reb Chaim had actually different gear so there, but it says it was her glove. It fell from their hand. Shit, and nonetheless, he bent down to pick that thing up for her. Kadesh, it's there. That's case incident number one. Next, Rav Chizkiya says, "Hagoyash Galonia." This Adam Vatina was a non-Jewish man from Ashkelon. The Rosh call Patar Buli or Patar Kuli once again. Haya, the Even sheyashav aviv, the stone that the father sat on, lo yashav alav miyah. He never sat in his father's place. The Kevin Shemet, once his father died, asa oto yira'ah mishelo, he basically turned into an idol. That's the level of respect he had. Pamachad abda yashver shel Binyamin, for the choshim, the stone, the yashver of Binyamin, they needed to be replaced. It was lost. So Amrin, man di'idle tava dekavate. Is there anyone that has one that has a suitable replacement? Amrin, they said, di'idle dama benatin. Dama has it. So Azun the Gabe went to Pascu lay in May Bamadirim. They said they came, they did some discussing a business, and they decided it will be 100 dinar. Salik they went by, so he went to go and retrieve it, Dhamma Matina. Umaitit Lahun Veshkach, He went to go retrieve it. He saw his father was sleeping. Some say that he had the keys to the safe or chest, whatever it was, around his fingers, the father that is. Or that the father was sleeping with his feet on top of the chest in which this yashver was secured. So David went back. I cannot bring it to you now. Amrin, the Chachamim thought, Dilma dehu baye pritin tava. Maybe that we didn't set a good enough price. Askin lamatayim, askin laelef. They doubled it. They made it tenfold. Nonetheless, nothing happened. Keep in mind, once the father woke up, min shinte, but after he fell asleep from his sleep, salik vay tita lahun. He brought it to them. By matan they cut paskulei laacharaya velokabil. They wanted to give him that inflated price. I mean, that is, we agreed, we're willing to pay the tenfold price. However, Damatina didn't accept it. Amar ma ana mezavna lechun ikra da avun pritin. You think I want to sell the cover to my father for money? Ein enem ikivud avotai klum. I don't want to benefit financially at all from my father's, from my kibudav. So ma para lo kadosh baruch hu, what a kadosh baruch hu do? Beschar ma paraska, what reward did he give him? So amar rab yossi barbun bo balayla. On that very night, Yalda Parato, his cow, gave birth to a paraduma. Veshaklu lo Yisrael, Meshakla Zahava, Veshaklua. They, Mishkala Zahav, sorry, Veshaklua. So what happened? They basically were willing to pay the weight of this paraduma in gold. And they did so. So Amar Rav Shabtai Ktivit says, Mishpat Verov Tzaka lo Ya'aneh. The Lashon of lo Ya'aneh is like Inuadin, so meaning like they didn't delay. So what's the pshat of the pasuk? This is referring to the akum. That when it comes to the reward of goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't delay in rewarding them. Okay, now let's continue. The mother Rabbi Talfa went to walk around in a chatzar on Shabbos. However, unfortunately, Nifsaka could yakin, her sandal snapped. And what did he do? They couldn't repair it on Shabbos. She would hurt her feet by walking in the chatzer. So he placed his hands under her feet so that she could walk comfortably until she reached her bed. They went to visit Rabbi Tarfon, was unwell. Amra Lahen, the mother said, Palu Rabbi Tarfon ben Isha, Shuhu noheg b'chibud yater midai. Daven for my son because he honors me with excess, too much. So Amrin La, they said to her, Mat hu Abid, what does he do? My lach, what does he do to you? The Tanayat Lahun Uvda, she gave over the whole Maisa. Amrin La said to her, Filu he who oseken elef alafim. Even if he did a million times that, Adain lechetzi kibud shamrat ologio. He hasn't reached even half of what he's obligated to do because it's like Ein Lahem Shiur when it comes to kibud avem. Okay. So Imoshel, however, Rabbi Shmuel, so that the first story, importantly, was a story with Rabbi Tarfon's mother. Now we've got a story with Rabbi Shmuel's mother. Bad Vamri says, V'kavla alav l'rabotenu. She came and wanted to complain in front of the Chachamim regarding her son. Amra ge'uru b'Yishmael b'ni. I want you to rebuke my son, Yishmael b'ni. She'enu b'kav, he doesn't give me kavod. Botosha nit karchumu p'neihem shel rabotenu. The Chachamim got a bit worried. They went white, if you like. What Chachamim? Efshad late Rabbi Shmuel noeg b'kibud avotav. How's it possible the gadol Rabbi Shmuel would not honor his parents? Amrullah, they said, well, my avidlech. What did he do to you? Amra, she said, kadnafim bebei vada. When he comes back from the base midrash, ana bay mishazga rigloi. I want to wash his feet. Umishte mehen and drink from it. Velo shavekli. And he did not allow me to do so. She wanted to show this amount of chibah, of love she has for her son, in this manner. But clearly he didn't want to do that because it seemed to be very degrading for his mother. Amrin, hu ilva hu ratzona, they said to him, since that's her desire, hu kibuda, that is you honoring her by allowing her to do that. So Amrabei got ilin tochonaya Amrin. Isn't it true what these grinders say? Kol barnash ubarnash schuta go kuptaya, that their schut is in their basket. So there's the way Korban Ed explains it here. He says, it says yafe atochni morim kol echad veechad schuto toch kubato, that his schut is in his basket, meaning everything's according to his mazal. So what it seems to be is, according to what he has in his basket, meaning that what he brings with him is mazel, that is clearly what's going to turn out when you're grinding it. However, the Reb Chaim back in Peah says no. You can have two people with identical baskets, but one has a zechut that what comes out when you take it to the grinding will come out beautiful, high quality, and the other one not. So it's like it's zechut min ha-shamayim that two people might be identical but come out with two different outcomes. So Eimad HaBishtarfon, what happened? Amralun Achin. The mother of Rabbi Tarfon told them this such and such. Rabbi Tarfon was the first story where, she said, "My son is doing excessive kibud av va'em, and to his detriment, and like he when he puts his hands under my feet to walk." And the response for him was va'agavunta. They responded to her. They responded to her so that he's got to keep doing more, meaning that he hasn't even done half of his chiyuv. However, when it comes to the mother of Bishmal, she responded in the way that she wanted to degrade herself in front of her son, and the husband was letting her. And they responded to Rabbi Bishmal that he should allow her to do so. Okay, next. Rabbi Zira mitzdar v'amar halavai havuli abba v'ema. He said he's lamenting the fact that he didn't have a mother and father, alive, that is. The okrinun, that I can honor them. Such that I can irat Gan Eden, they can yorish Gan Eden. Kadshama ilin train ulf panaya. When he heard these two teachings of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Tarfon of Israel, and Amar Baruch Rachmana delately lo abba ve'ima. He said, Baruch Hashem, I don't have a mother and father. Why? Lo Rabbi Tarfon, I couldn't have gone to the kibbutz other end, the extent of Rabbi Tarfon. Velo Rabbi Shmuel, even the extent of Rabbi Shmuel, that allowed his mother to be degraded in front of him. Father Mekabli, I wouldn't be able to accept that either. So Amar Rabun patur ani mikibud av va'em. Rabbi Avun says I'm exempt from kibud av va'em. Why? Because Amrin kad avrat bay ima meita avohi. That when my mother conce when my well, when I was conceived, my father died. Ki yalidati, when I was born, then she mitat. She oh, so when she gave birth to me, then she died. So he was basically born an orphan. Okay, let's continue. Yeshu machilat aviv p'tamot v'yoresh ge'enu v'yeshu kodna l'rechayim v'yoresh ge'enu. He said, you can have a fascinating situation. You get a son, a person who is feeding his father the fattest of either bird or animals. It seems to be, objectively, you would think from that onlooker, that he's giving great kavod, but he's yoresh ge'enu. And one who would bind his father to a millstone, to a grinding thing, and nonetheless yoresh ge'enu. How so? Ketzad machilat aviv. So Chad Barnash, the one who says, "Mechalaviv tarnagolim petimi." He used to give his father fattened chickens every day. You think it's great honor? Chad Zman Amar liAvoi Bar Ilin Menanlach. He said, so, "Sorry, Bari says about Bari, my son, Ilin Menanlach. Where are you getting the funds for all this?" Questioned him. So Amar li Saba Saba, old man, if you like, Achil the Adish in, be quiet. The Kal the Achil Adish can't walk. You can be like a dog and eat and be quiet. Ah, so nimtza machilat aviv, you might be feeding the father p'tumot, but the manner which is doing so, this individual will yoresh gehenna. He'll be punished. So ketzad kodno berachaim, how is it possible you could tie his father to to work in a mill? V'yoresh gan eden, he can nonetheless inherit, he's a positive thing, he can go to gehenna. Sorry, gan eden. So what's the case? Chad barnash havet tachin berachai, he was tochin in rachaim. Ata matzuta letuchunaya. So this was this is a pakid, this is a pakid amelech, officer of the king, that they would come and collect people to be in the king's to work for the king. Amar laviv, so what he said to, so in this situation, this is a son had a mill, and what did he say to his father? Amar abba, over tachun tachtai, you take my position. It because when you do, if you do so, those who were engaged in the grinding, they will be patur for avodat hamelech. So he's saying, look, come and work there now while this pakid is coming around, this officer is coming around, and that way, in matat mivzaya, tavli ad veloat, that if there's some sort of degradation that will come as a result of this pakid coming and taking someone, they'll take me. And I will suffer the degradation instead of you. Anamat mikayif, if I'm going to get beaten up, then I'll get malkut, I'll get lashes, tavli, ana veloat. Nimtza, you can find a situation where you might think it was a degrading act to force his father to start working in a mill. Nonetheless, it was actually a selfless act full of kavod to save his father from any degradation or pain. So that's why he will be Yoresh Gan Eden. Let's continue. Ish imo vavitirao. Now, this piece, interestingly, is how we started up above. When we're talking about Ezul Kavod, Ezul Mora. So we're going to repeat it now. Now, I think the reason why it's here is, even though we're repeating it, is because from where I said to you, this is where we learn from Masechta Peah, which was at Eichan Kibud Avem, that's all Masechta Peah type of, I wouldn't say copy paste, but it seemed to be exactly, pretty much closely copied from Peah. And in Peah, they bring that sugya reading right now at this point. So maybe, presumably, that's why it's repeated. I could be wrong. Ishimova vitirao. Oh, so not from here, sorry, it's a drop down. Ezumura. Sorry, I got ahead of myself another 10 lines down. Let's do a bit more. Ishimo vivitiral, v'ne'emar etashel Hekish mora av ve'em l'mora ha'makom. You see that the Torah refers to issue the fearing of having awe of parents and Hashem. They're connected to the two together. Ne'emar kavet. So once again, you've got a hekesh, a connection, kibud av ve'em and kibud ha'makom. Ne'emar u'mekalel ve'imo mot yumat. Ve'emar ish ki yekalel elokav ve'nasa cheto. You see here, once again, there's a connection between the seriousness of cursing parents and cursing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hekish, that's connection, kliyata ha'makom. So in other words, we have it, the Torah seems to equate honor, fear, and cursing one's parents with the similar ones of honor, honoring, having fear and cursing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're almost like equivalent. When it comes to striking, however, about EF Shalom klape mala, you can't say there'll be psukim of both, because even though there's the issue of striking one's parents, you can't strike Hashem. The Chen Bedin, it makes sense that it'll be equated. Why? Because we know there are three shutafim, three parties that come to the formation of a human being. That's a father, mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is a piece I got ahead of myself before, which is Ezul Mora. The Gemara says now, Ezul Mora lo yishev b'mkomo v'lo lomed b'mkomo. Like we said before, what Mora is not sitting in his place, not speaking in his place. We explained two ways of explaining that. V'lo sotev rav, not contradicting him. Ezul ha-kibud, what's kibud? That's machel, mashke, malbish, manil, machnis, umotzi. That is feeding, giving to drink, clothing him, giving him shoes, and bringing him in and out. Omin daman, who's it from? Now, Rav Chuna bar Chia Amar Michel Zaken. That is, it's paid by the Zaken. Here, I'm not sure if you have the next few lines, but that's what we read above. Vid by Meimar, some say it's actually Michelo from his pays himself. So, lo ken Amar Ravel, once again, B'shem Rav Yossi bar Chanina, minayin, afilu Amar lo aviv hashlech arneki hazu, or we said, Shelcha, Leyam Shomea. Lo, if you said, throw your wallet to the water, you should listen to him. So you see here, it should be Mishalov. The Gemara says, no, chornin, once again, he must have something. He was referring to the son has another one and is giving some sort of nachat ruach, some satisfaction to the father. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha, both are chayiv in kibud, ela sha'ish sveika biado, isha ena sveika biado, like we explained before, that there's a period in a woman's life which weren't fully independent, that she can do kibud av, ve'em, because she's mipnu shota chemba. However, nit alma neikasha, if she's a widow or she's divorced, kamishu sveika biyado, she has the capacity to do so. Now the Gemara says, milton b'chia bar pliga is cholek. Now cholek on what? Reb Chaim says we're cholek on the fact that we equated kibud av ve'em with kibud of a kadosh baruch hu. They're on par, and here we see cholek that actually kibud av ve'em is even higher than it. But we'll see another terms of cholek. We'll get to the way the Korban explains it soon. Damar Rav Chiya bar Ba Tani Rav Yudan bar Barte. He is the grandson of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That what the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai taught. The Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Gadolu kibuda ava em. That how great a kibud av she'edifua Kadosh Baruch Hu yotem mikvodo. That kibud ava em is placed even a higher level than that of giving kavod to Hashem. Ne'emar kan kaberet avi chaveti mecha. Ve'ne'emar ha'alan kaberet Hashem oncha. So behma at mechavdo, how do you honor Kadosh Baruch Hu? Meoncha, from your hon, meaning mafrish, you do mitzvahs with your money, which is lechet shichan peah, or lechet shichan peah, which is the matano anim, which is gas. You also mafrish trumas and maasrot. So truma, maaser rishon, maaser sheni, maaser ani. Again, maaser sheni is the first, second, fourth, and fifth. Maaser ani is the third and sixth year. Challah from your dough, voser sukkah, lulav, shofar, all the other chifte mitzvahs, making a sukkah. Purchasing a lula, the shofar if necessary. Tfilin, tzitzis, machalit rabim. Also, with your money, you feed the poor. And umash geta tamim, and you also give the people the thirsty to drink. However, im yesh lecha, if you have the funds, at chayav, then you're able to, well, b'cholilu, with every one of the things we mentioned. Ve'ein lecha, if you don't have, we say, of einat chayav be'echat mehen. If you can't afford it, you don't have any money whatsoever, well, you can't do the mitzvah. So amar aval kishu ba etzel kibud avaim. When it comes to kibud avaim, sheyesh lecha ben sheyesh lecha ben yelecha, where you have or you do not, kabed et avicha ve'etimecha afilu at mesaveh v'lapatachem. Even if you have to go beg, you have to keep the mitzvah avaim. So that's why the Korban Eder says shema mina de kesav Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai de kibud mishela ben. The kibud avaim is from the son, as opposed to what we saw up above, where we said according to Rav Chuna Bar Chiya that it's Michel Zaken. Okay, that's how the commentator explains the flow of this one, the why it's cholik. Okay, fine. Yes. Rav Acha says b'shem Rav Abba Bar Kahana, k'tiv orach chaim pen tifales, meaning when it comes to ways, do not tifales his way. Na'u magloteha, I mean the shvilim ane'elamim, they're hidden, concealed. V'im lo tera, you don't know them. What's that referring to? Tilto Kadosh Baruch Hu et matan scharam shelo osei mitzvah. The reward for mitzvah has been concealed from us. Kedesh you osim otam be'emunah, that you do them. Interesting here, it says faithfully. Okay, give us a change here. Yeah, the Midrash says mushlam, so you do it faithfully and not necessarily for the schar. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha says, "B'shem Rav Yitzchak k'tiv mikol mishmar natzul libcha ki meno tzotzot chayim," meaning mikol mashamati chah b'torah tishmor yishukipen she'ein atayodeh me'eze mehen yotzei lachayim, because you don't know from which one chayim is going to be the source of life. So now that's probably the more popular way of understanding that. I'll just show you here. I'll go over the commentary on both the things. So Tiltel is Fachi Purush Adokah Lama Lo Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu Nasrat Shel Mitzvah Mishum Depen Tishkal Orach Chaim Tainu Mitzvot V'Taseh Mitzvot Matan Scharam Rav V'Taniach Et HaShaar. So interestingly here we said Be'emunah, whereas when it says Mushlam is complete, this Tanchuma, it sounds like the Korban explaining like the case of Mushlam, that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us the Schar of certain mitzvahs, that you don't start picking and choosing mitzvahs. Lefichach, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu concealed it. And then he brings the second pshat, which I said, "V'lo teda matan tzcharam v'taseh kol ha-mitzvot." You'll do all mitzvot be'emunah l'shem oseihem. So I think it's both perushim together, because you could explain emunah tushlam if you do it faithfully, like lishma, and also that if you knew the schar, that you wouldn't do it. You do it not just for the schar, but you'd also pick and choose the mitzvahs. Anyway, that was kind of I think there's two different pieces of logic there, but they. Really, it sounds like carbonated go hand in hand. Okay, it says we call mishma mikol mitzvot shabatora shamed de ase ase velo tase lo tase chazek libcha la sotan lekamam, do them probably ki ein ata ein achat mehen she ein mimeno tatzot lachaim. Now this is different to what I explained it. I said you don't know where chaim is coming from, but he says no, because from all of them ki ein achat mehem she ein mimeno tatzot chaim. That's why the korban explains it here. Okay, fine. Because it sounds like she'ein ata yodeh me'eze mehen yotzei chayim. That's a pshat, but he says no, it's actually from all of them comes chayim. So Amrav Ava Bar Kahana, hashva katu mitzvah kala shebakala le'mitzvah chamur shebachamurot. The Torah, when it reveals the schar, does so by the lightest and the most complex mitzvot. Mitzvah kala shebakalot, what's that? The zur shiluach haken. Why is it kala shebakalot? Why is shiluach haken sending the mother bird away before taking the eggs for oneself? Is that a kala shebakalot? Because firstly, Korban says, "Ein bo tor lo torach and lo chisaron kis." It doesn't take much effort and it doesn't have much expense. However, and what's mitzvah chamur chaborot? That's kibud avem. Why kibud avem? We saw before that has absolutely no limit. So ubishtehem k'tiv arach yamim. Also, you can understand why kibud avem is more complicated as well. It's all consuming as well. Ve'ushtehem, it says k'tiv arach yamim. Both of them, it says arach yamim. Says Amar Avamu Ma Im Davar Zeh. Now, in other words, that's to show that you could simply understand from the first thing that basically from all mitzvot you got Harach De'Amim because it's clearly from the lightest to the most extreme. It's there. However, Rav Avon Ma Im Davar, he says no. You can actually learn it even just simply. You don't need a contrast to Kibud Avaim. The way Korban explains it here. Rather, you can even learn it straight from if you like Shiloh HaKen. Sorry, not Shiloh HaKen. Kibud Avaim itself. Let me just get this right. He says, here, correct. You can learn from the Kibbutz on its own. Why? We'll go back to the Gemara first. Because ma'im devashu priyat chov, something that is just like, if you like, you have a debt, you're paying as if you're indebted to someone, you're paying off a debt. K'tiv, nonetheless, l'man yitavlach, or l'man yirchamecha, devashu'im yesh bo chisorin kis, v'sikun nefashot l'kol sheken. So read the Korban Edom, and this is where we'll sort of end the shir. If you can learn from the Shalom Mitzvot, that one is indebted to their parents. They gave birth to them. They raised them. Nonetheless, he still says, if you do so, you will have a long life. Shalom Mitzvot sheyesh bo chisaron kis, that has an expense, and sometimes you might have sakana nafashot. Lo kol shein kal v'chomer, should one get a arichat yamim. Interesting here that he says it's contrasting that there's a chisaron kis for other mitzvot. Presumably because you're indebted, it's not considered chisaron kis, it's considered just a debt to be repaid. Okay, beseder. Kol tov, we will see
Thank
him.
you.
Have a good day.